Time to wrap it up. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. No pressure, but you need to finish wrapping your gifts. And I don't want to hear any excuses because there is no shortage of online help. And you don't even need to buy gift wrap.
We're wrapping a homemade gift from our kitchen with wax paper.
Sprucing up a brown paper bag just by adding a doily and some pretty ribbon.
And if you don't have wax paper or a brown paper bag, how about aluminum foil?
I like to kind of pinch it because that doesn't make all those little meatloaf-looking shapes.
Nothing ruins Christmas like a pile of meatloaf under the tree. That's when you reach for the old magazines.
Here's a pretty page with a lot of fun colors. Sometimes if it's in the middle of the page, you could just pop it right out of the staples.
But be prepared, because as hard as you work at it, you will always be up against the overachievers.
Last year, my mom wrapped all of our gifts in brown wrapping paper and then took black and white pictures of each member of our family and put them on the brown wrapping paper instead of a name tag.
Very nice. Unfortunately, sometimes the only thing I get out of these videos is a deep feeling of inadequacy, which is why I tend to avoid the wrapping videos hosted by women, because I think it's actually the men who come closer to the true meaning of Christmas.
First of all, make sure your paper covers your package.
Get that package covered and let's eat. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.